If you're hunting for that perfect real Christmas tree, you may need a little extra time and money to find that tree this season. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. About 10 years ago, I did a story about the family of a close friend of mine named Cal Ingraham, who is basically in the Hall of Fame of Idaho hockey. His parents own a Christmas tree farm up in Massachusetts, and the business model is people come to the farm, get on a wagon, go out to where the trees are, and harvest the one that they love. Fast forward 10 years. Easier said than done. You see, there's not what you would call a national shortage of real Christmas trees this year, but National Christmas Tree Association Executive Director Tim O'Connor says some lots and farms may run out.
The supply is tight.
But what's behind this season's tight supply? The answer goes back.
But somewhere not terribly far away in that community, there is someone else open, and we've monitored this very carefully.
A 10-year investment of work from when the tree's planted to when a farmer can get any revenue from it.
10 years ago, fewer trees were planted because the conditions in the industry were not giving growers the signal that this was a great investment idea.
So, fewer trees planted. But also,
that really didn't look good in 2007, 2008, during the recession and coming out of a real bad oversupply period.
We've lost a lot of growers. The market is getting closer to where it should be after years of depressed prices.
And this is now Merry Christmas. This is David Sparks.